So, in spiritual life, everything depends on the right mood. So, there is a nice verse I just remembered while Chaturmurti was chanting, a verse that is in one of my favorite books, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it will help us to dive deeper into this chanting. So I want you to hear this verse very, very carefully. The author of this verse is unknown. Most likely it's Rupa Goswami. He says, I do not know how much nectar there is in the two syllables Krishna. Everybody say Krishna. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. Then we desire many, many mouths. Just like Indra has many, many eyes all over his body. He used to have something else, but I can't say. But he has all these eyes over his body because he's so lusty. But Rupa Goswami is saying, I want many, many mouths. And when that holy name, what was the two syllables?
Krishna.
Enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name of what?
Krishna.
Dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and all the senses therefore become inert. So while this chanting is going on, the key is to become absorbed. Turn off your cell phone. Give it a break. And just try to hear with rapt attention every syllable that's chanted. And I guarantee you, as Shyamachandra said when he walked in, he's still intoxicated from last night. And he wasn't talking about drinking. He is intoxicated with this holy name. What's that name?
Krishna.
So let's try to do that. Who is our next chanter? So I found another verse that will help us to go deeper into this rus. And the word rus appears in this shloka. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's teaching his disciple the greatness of Krishna. This is a very nice shloka. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purana Shuddha Nitya Mukto Abhinitvan Nama Namino. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions. How many people want Ashirvad? Right? So, here you can get all Ashirvad simply by this name Krishna. Why? Because it is Krishna himself. And Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's holy name is complete. It is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition. And it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Indeed, in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says in the very first chapter that fear personified is afraid of this name Krishna. So if you ever are afraid, like last night, how many people heard the thunder and lightning? Immediately, Hare Krishna, take shelter. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by any material qualities, there is no question of it being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. If you can grasp that, if you can accept that, even theoretically, if you can accept that, then you can become what I call a chanter. I like to say, in the Bhagavad Gita, we see that Krishna says there are two kinds of persons, sura, asura, godly and demonic. You all have to be sura, godly, because the asura won't come through that door. The asura cannot stand 1 second to hear this chanting. What is the asura doing right now? Drinking, dancing. But the sura, the devotee, sits on the floor, takes a little prasad, or maybe big prasad, and simply wants to hear about Krishna. So, I say there are two kinds of people, chanters and ranters. People who chant, they're happy. And people who don't chant, they rant. Rant means complain, moan, and another word that starts with B that's not nice to say in an assembly of people. So, you all are chanters, not ranters. Ranters are politicians, or maybe your boss, maybe your husband or wife, I don't know. But you all are chanters. So everyone chant this holy name of Krishna, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Muy perfecto. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of God. Number one, it cleanses the mirror of the heart. Number two, it stops the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. Number three, it is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for everyone. Number four, it is the life and soul of all education. Number five, the holy name of God expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. Number six, It gives a cooling effect to everyone. And number seven, it enables you to taste full nectar at every step. So when you hear information like this, the conclusion should be, I want to be a drunkard of the holy name of God. This is spiritual intoxication, and nothing bad will come from it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.